Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now beginning our next course, which is Knowing God's Voice. And we're going to now deal with lesson number one, chapter number one, which is entitled Knowing the Voice of God. And the objectives of this particular lesson are this. First off, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to prove by scripture that God speaks to men and women. You'll be able to explain the relationship between knowing God's voice and determining His will. You'll be able to distinguish between the Rhema word of God and the Logos word of God and explain what it is meant by the will of God. Our key verse is found in John, the 10th chapter, the 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Introduction. The title of this course is Knowing God's Voice, and it implies several things. First off, that there is a God. Secondly, that He communicates with man. Third, that man can recognize His voice when He speaks. And fourth, that God has something to say. So let's examine each of these statements. First, this course is based on the truth that there is a God who is revealed to man through the written record of His Word, which is the Holy Bible. Second, the Bible is the inspired written record of God's communication to man, and it details the ways which God spoke to man and the response of individuals and nations to the voice of God. The Bible often repeats the phrase, "And the Lord said," in incidents where He spoke to man, this confirms that God communicates with men and women. For an example, read the story of Balaam in Numbers chapter 22. God spoke to Balaam, but he refused to listen. God wanted to communicate to this man so much that he actually resorted to using a donkey. Now Balaam was, according to 2 Peter 2:16, rebuked for his iniquity. It says, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Third, the Bible verifies that believers can know the voice of God. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's John 10, 14, 16, and 27. Fourth, God has something important to say to mankind. We are warned in Hebrews 3, 7 through 15. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. While it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. The temptation in the wilderness and the provocation or provoking of God is mentioned in these verses refers to the disobedience of the nation of Israel. After Israel was delivered from Egyptian captivity, they repeatedly disobeyed when God spoke to them. In these verses, God warns us to respond when He speaks and not disobey as Israel did. The phrase, today, if you will hear His voice, confirms that God still speaks to men in present times, just as He did in times past. The warning to listen confirms that what He has to say is important. Many voices. The Bible reveals that there are many voices in the world clamoring for attention. We find that in 1 Corinthians 14:10. It says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. So what are these voices in the world? First off, you have the voice of man. The voice of man is easy to recognize. It is the audible voice of another human being. In Acts 5:29, it says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Sometimes the voice of man may give wise advice, but any time the voice of man conflicts with the voice of God, you must obey God. Next, we have the voice of Satan. The voice of Satan was first heard by man when he spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that's in Genesis, the third chapter, verses 1, 4, and 5. Satan's voice lies, deceives, and always attempts to lead men into sin away from God. And you can easily recognize this when you read about the temptation of Jesus by Satan in Matthew 4, 1 through 13. You can study examples of conversations Satan has had with God in Job 1, 7 through 12, and chapter 2, 1 through 6. Evil spirits, demons of Satan, also have voices. We find that in Acts 8, 7. It says, "For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them." And in Luke 4, 33 through 34, it says, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Sometimes the voice of Satan is actually audible, and when demons use the vocal cords of a possessed man or woman, most often, however, Satan speaks in an inaudible voice. He speaks lies and deceit and sinful thoughts into your mind. The voice of self. The voice of self is man talking to himself, and you can read examples of this in Luke 16:3 and chapter 18, verse 4, and also in Jonah 4:8, where the prophet wished him in himself to die. The Bible warns concerning the voice of self. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And then lastly, but not leastly, we have the voice of God. Jesus said believers could know God's voice and distinguish it from other voices. And we find that in John 10, 3 through 5. And it says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." So believers are compared to sheep, and it's characteristic of sheep not to know where they are going. They must be led. And Jesus said that he was the shepherd or leader of the sheep. He said his sheep would know his voice and follow him, instead of the voices of man, self, or Satan. Hearing the voice of God. Open your Bible to the book of Genesis and read chapters 1 through 3. These chapters record the creation of the world and of the first human beings, Adam and Eve. From the time of creation, God communicated his will to mankind, and he gave specific instructions to Adam and Eve. They were to name the animals, tend the garden, have companionship with each other, and reproduce to populate the earth. Most important of all, they were to maintain intimate relationship with God. This intimate fellowship with God enabled them to know God's voice. When God spoke, he communicated his plan to them. We find in Genesis 2, 16 through 17, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat of it, thou shalt surely die." So by the voice of God, the will of God was revealed to Adam and Eve. They could freely eat of every tree in the garden, with the exception of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve did not follow God's plan. They listened to the voice of Satan and ate of the forbidden tree. And when they realized what they had done, they hid themselves from God. We find that in Genesis 3, 8 through 9. It says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" So it is a sin it is sin which separates man from God. God did not remove his presence from man because of sin. Man hid himself from the presence of God. Sin results in a hardened heart. The Bible warns us in Hebrews 3:15, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So God wants to communicate to man, but communication requires relationship. Sin separates man from the intimate relationship of God, hardens the heart, his heart, and hinders him from knowing the voice of God. The voice and the will. Believers often ask, what is God's will for me? What do we actually mean when we say we want to know the will of God? It means that we want to know his general plan for our lives. We want his guidance in specific decisions so we can make wise choices. We desire his direction in the circumstances of life. The questions we should be asking is, how can we know his voice, the voice of God, and knowing God's voice results in finding the will of God. God wants you to know his will. We find that in Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. If you know his voice, then you will understand his will as he speaks it to you. Learning to receive divine guidance is learning to walk in intimate fellowship with God. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's in Matthew 4:4. The word proceedeth speaks of continuing function. It means something that happened in the past is happening in the present and will continue in the future. God speaks to communicate his will to mankind. This is why it's important to know the voice of God. When God speaks. There are two Greek words translated as word in the Bible. The Greek words are logos and rhema. Logos refers to the written word of God, where rhema refers to the living or life-giving word of God. It is said of the believers in the city of Berea in Acts 17:11, these were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word or rhema with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures, logos, daily, whether these things were so. So this verse illustrates the relationship between logos and rhema. The logos, or the written word, always agrees with the rhema, or the spoken living word. This is how we can know the voice you hear from the Lord. A rhema word from God usually applies to a specific situation, like meeting a personal need, and it provides individual guidance because you recognize the word as applying to a specific need or situation in your life. It becomes a life-giving word to you. A rhema word may be communicated through a sermon or a verse from the Bible, which suddenly strikes you with great meaning. It may be spoken to you by God through the use of spiritual gifts. It may also be spoken to your inner spirit by the Lord. And you'll learn more about how God speaks through spiritual gifts and in your spirit in later chapters. But remember that the rhema word will always agree with the written word of God. The written word of God is complete. Nothing is to be added to it or taken from it, according to Revelation 22:18-19. And when God speaks through rhema, the rhema word, it is always to be in harmony with his written word. Types of listeners. The Bible speaks of two main divisions of listeners. In Matthew 7:24-26, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man whose house he has built on sand. So a foolish listener hears the voice of God, but he does not act on it. A wise listener hears and acts upon the message of God. One listener is a hearer of the word only, and the other is both a hearer and a doer. You must not only come to know God's word, but you must learn to respond in obedience to that voice. In James 1:22-25, it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth the manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So Jesus also told a story about seed sown in several types of soil, which illustrates various types of listeners. You could read the story in Matthew 13, 1 through 9. Jesus explains the story in Matthew 13, 18 through 23. He compares the different soils to listeners and the response to the word of God. The first one we have is the seed by the wayside. Some seed fell by the wayside and was snatched up by birds before it could take root. This is an example of a man who hears the voice of God, but the words do not take root in his heart. Satan snatches away God's word. Second one is the seed in stony places. Some seed fell in stony places and sprang up quickly, but when the heat of the sun came and the plant withered and died because it had no roots. This is the listener who hears God's word and receives it with joy, but it does not really take root in his life. When circumstances get tough, he is offended and ceases to respond to God's voice. Then we have seed among the thorns. Some seed fell among thorns, which choked the outgrowth of the plants. This is an example of the voice of God being choked out by the cares of the world, materialism, etc. Then we have the seed of good ground. Some seed fell on good ground and brought forth a rich harvest. This is an example of the listener who receives God's word, listens to his voice, and roots himself in that revelation. This person will mature spiritually and become a reproducing, fruitful believer. So, how can you know God's voice? Do you want to be able to know God's voice? Do you want to know his will for your life? In the next chapter, we're going to learn of the requirements which prepare you to hear the voice of God and discover his will for your life. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.